More than 100,000 Palestinians have emigrated from the West Bank in the past 3 years. Most go to Jordan, the U.S., or Latin America. Many of those who leave say they hope to go back someday when the violence ends. But Palestinian officials say they worry about a brain drain. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In the village of Tor Musaya, about halfway between the Palestinian cities of Ramallah and Nablus, more than 150 homes are empty. Their occupants have packed up and moved to the United States, where many of the residents here have citizenship. 55-year-old Mustafa Zatar, who owns a hardware store at the entrance to the village, looks around sadly at the large red-roofed homes.
They are empty. Look, this house, this is my cousin. They live in New York. It's empty. The last one, they live this morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning. They left the house and gone back to the United States.
Zatar himself left Tor Musaya in 1968, not wanting to live under Israeli occupation. He settled in Puerto Rico, married, and opened a real estate business there. In 1994, with the establishment of the Palestinian Authority and the return of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to Ramallah, he came back, he says, to help build his country.
When I came back, I feel like a newborn. You see, new government, new, you see your police in the street. I feel good first, but now really we feel bad about the situation.
Zatar has since remarried and has 5 young children. Several times in the past 3 years, he says, Israeli soldiers have entered his home in the middle of the night looking for Palestinian militants and frightening his wife and children. The main road to Ramallah is closed to Palestinian traffic, and villagers have to travel hours on back roads to reach the city. Young Jewish settlers have uprooted dozens of the village's olive trees. Tor Musaya's mayor, 69-year-old Musa Ode, says half of the village's residents, about 3,000 people, live abroad, including many of the young people.
I want them to stay here because they can help the village with their money, with their work, and the boys can study here at the schools. And it's better to keep here.
Ode says when some of the high school-age children come to visit their grandparents in the summer, they barely remember their Arabic. The scene in Tor Musaya is being repeated in many parts of the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Ghassan Khatib says he understands why.
Situations here are not easy in all respects. Job opportunities are very limited. 30% is the rate of unemployment. Opportunities for education is also limited because our local universities are not able to absorb all the graduates from schools. The security situations are not easy. Life is terrible in the Palestinian-occupied territories.
Khatib says many of those leaving are the wealthiest and most educated of the roughly 3 million Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. For example, he says, hundreds of Palestinian businessmen who returned to the West Bank in 1994 have left again. Jordan has tightened its entry restrictions, afraid of a massive wave of Palestinian refugees. Since September 11th, it has also become more difficult to obtain tourist or student visas to the United States. Back in Tor Musaya, Mustafa Zatar says he too thought of leaving, but has decided to stay put for now. Partly, he says, he's too old to start over yet again. And partly, he says, staying on is a political act of defiance against Israel, which wants Palestinians to leave.
I have my mother. She is die here. My grandfather, my whole family, they are dying in this territory. I have my own land. I have now to stay here.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News.